Like most high school theater departments this fall, the students of Maiden High School in Catawba County had a big decision to make: what play they'd produce in the new school year. The play they picked was Almost Maine, and that's when the real drama started. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has this story.
Almost Maine has been produced by more than 2,000 theater companies. It's made up of 9 short vignettes that have a different couple in each scene, dealing with some sort of issue involving love, falling in, out, for, or away from it.
I don't want it anymore.
Why?
I've made a decision. We're done.
What?
We're done.
This sounds like a typical high school rehearsal, but something's off. They're not practicing at a high school auditorium. They're actually a half-hour drive from Maiden High. They're rehearsing at the Hickory Regional Airport. How these students came to be practicing at an airport is quite the drama, complete with controversy, great debate, and a hopeful ending.
I realize there's one thing in this world that does make sense and that does make me feel good, and it's you.
First, Act 1, the controversy. There's a scene called They Fell. Two guys who are best friends discover they have feelings for each other.
I just fell.
Yeah, I saw that.
No, I mean, I think I just fell in love with you there, Randy.
Whoa, the scene ends with both of them falling, symbolizing their love for each other. This scene helps spark Act 2 in our drama, The Great Debate. Maiden High School principal Robert Bliss canceled Almost Maine in October for sexually explicit overtones and multiple sexual innuendos. That's what he said in a statement at the time. He would not return phone calls for this story. The play's producer, Carmen Eckert, believes timing was everything with this decision. She says the cancellation was linked to the legalization of gay marriage.
Okay, so gay marriage becomes legal. People get mad. Days later, the preacher goes to the principal, has a closed-door meeting that we aren't privy to, and the principal came out to say we're not going to do the play. He didn't offer any kind of discussion about it. Someone was just mad. They were worked up and they wanted to take it out on someone. That's my opinion.
My name is Mark Ivey, and I'm the lead pastor at Christ Alive Church in Newton, North Carolina.
Ivey is the pastor she's talking about, and yes, he did complain to the school.
We just felt like, look, the public school system is not the place to promote those kind of things among teenagers, and that was our concern, and that's why we applauded the principal for making the decision to remove it from the high school.
Ivey says there are 2 scenes in Almost Maine that he has a problem with. Both, he says, promote premarital sex.
One was a striptease scene among teenagers.
This scene is on the racy side. A couple, a boy and a girl, discover they have feelings for each other after a day of riding snowmobiles. Clothes are removed till they're down to their long johns. The two enter a house with the assumption that they'll discover those feelings in a more physical way. And then there's the other scene.
Between the 2 young men that fall in love and kiss on the stage.
That's actually not true. There was no kiss at rehearsal, and there is no kiss in the script for this particular scene.
I think it's a pretty clean play. There is some sexual innuendo, but it's very gentle. You can play it as heavily or as lightly as you want to.
John Cariani, who wrote the play Almost Maine, he worries that this is more than just a decision to cancel a play. It could be detrimental to students on a deeper level.
You know, if you don't allow a play to be done because there is a scene between 2 young men falling in love, that isn't going to help any gay youth in the school.
And what makes for acceptable content in a school play? Carmen Eckert, the producer, says there are lots of racier productions in high schools.
I've seen productions of Grease in this county. Are you familiar with Grease? It's vulgar. There are really vulgar parts of it. This play is not vulgar. That play is much more sexually suggestive, as are many, many plays.
And now Act 3, the hopeful ending. This isn't a sad story. Local community theater people like Carmen Eckert have made sure the play will see an opening night. She led a successful Kickstarter campaign that raised $6,600. Playwright John Cariani waived the licensing fees for the play. And local theater members like director Bill Morgan have donated their time to help the students.
You just don't cancel theater for any reason, and especially not a good one.
School cancellation, funding challenges, and controversy aside, the show is going on. The play opens Thursday night and runs through Saturday at the Salt Block Auditorium near downtown Hickory. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.